here in the United States House of Representatives. You guys control the purse strings over there, and we're looking at funding the government. How is that going?
Well, that's a real challenge. And we, right now as we speak, the federal government is funded through Friday night, December 18 at midnight. We need to do an additional appropriation bill to fund the government then for the rest of the regular bookkeeping year, which in the system on the federal level is from October 1 to the last day of September every year to fund the federal government. And that's what's going on now. I'm not an appropriator, but I watch what's going on around me, and I think great progress is being made. What it will look like, Bill, is about a $1.4 trillion, I didn't say billion, $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill to fund for the rest of the federal bookkeeping year, everything from defense to the federal part of education, to the federal part of transportation, agriculture, all those programs. Sorting out the differences of policy and opinion is complicated, partially because we've had a presidential year and all of those gyrations going on, partially because there's still two United States Senate seats that will not be filled until January 5 in a body that's the Republicans control, but just barely. And in the House of Representatives, where the Democrats basically lost, probably when it's all said and done, 12 seats. There'll be 12 more Republicans in the United States House, probably, than there were Democrats than the Republicans were last time. We'll work our way through that process. So there's all sorts of gyrations. And then you throw on top of that the need for an additional COVID stimulus package, which will be a part of this appropriation, to help get us to the point where everyone has the ability to be vaccinated so we can get back on way. $300 billion of the proposed COVID money is directed towards small business relief. There's $16 billion for more COVID testing and vaccine distribution, additional money for food bank assistance, additional money to keep transportation going and keep education going. I think we will, in a few days, see a final package that will roll all this together. I would expect the president to sign it. That'll fund government through the end of September. This session of Congress will adjourn, and the new United States Congress, based on the last elections, will come in at noon on January 3. So it's painful. It's complicated. But we are going to get it, I think, done.
Congressman, we had our election. It's over with. Are you seeing anything different as far as people being able to talk to each other about getting things done? Or is it still pretty much the same?
Right now, there's still all sorts of repercussions coming from the election. President Trump is not happy with the outcome, and I understand that. And by the way, I support his ability to challenge voter irregularities where evidence exists, wherever it happens. But that path is getting narrower and narrower. I observe that the Speaker of the House is mad because her side lost seats, the Democrats did, in this election. I've watched the uncertainty in the United States Senate with the narrowness of the results there. But I am optimistic that when we start anew in January, the closeness of the margins in the House, the closeness of the margins of the Senate, and whoever sworn in as president in January, the closeness of that campaign means that people are going to have to work together. Nobody is going to be able to shove their particular point of view down anyone else's throat. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. Do the things we can agree on. Do the things that are important to the future of the country, the health of the country, and move forward. Maybe that's not a bad thing, but we'll work our way through it. You heard me say, Bill, many times, I am a wheat farmer by heritage, by training, by experience. I put my seed in the ground. I'm always optimistic and confident I'm going to raise a crop. There's a lot of uncertainties I have no control over, but I'm at the point in time now to put the seed in the ground, and I'm hoping for a crop. I'm hoping for some good things to happen next year, and we'll work hard to try and make that be the case.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Vaccines are on the way. It's important that everyone consider when they have an opportunity to be vaccinated. It is in your best interest as well as all of those around you. But until we get to that point, it's the same philosophy that our parents laid on us when we were little kids. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wear your face mask now and keep a safe distance. protect the folks around you just as they should work to protect you.
All right, Congressman Frank Lucas, thank you very much. Again, Merry Christmas. Enjoy some time back out in western Oklahoma soon, okay?
Merry Christmas, Bill, and I look forward to it as quick as I can get out of this place.